An array of questions from one physician. A letter from one prominent physician contained the most complete list of questions yet brought forward by the Battle Creek medical workers. A few illustrated the kind of trivia that the questions sometimes dealt with. Among the points presented in this letter were: 1. Is everything from Ellen White's pen a testimony, or are some just letters? 2. Is one to assume that the conditions described in the testimonies actually exist, or are they just designed to forestall such conditions? 3. What was meant by Ellen White's statement in the college library just before the 1901 General Conference that perhaps she had written too strongly to Dr. Kellogg? 4. What about the statement, "I am not a prophet"? 5. Does W.C. White influence the testimonies? 6. What about contracts? 7. Can I have a statement about what you mean by God and nature? 8. Do you approve of sending personal testimonies, which the Lord has given to certain men, to other people also? 9. Referring to the Berrien Springs incident regarding the confrontation over pantheistic teachings, does Ellen White give directions as to when, how, in what order, and to whom her writings should be sent, or is it left for others to decide? 10. What about W.C. White's influence? Here the doctor quotes J. Edson White's alleged statements at the Berrien Springs meeting that if W.C. White did not quit tampering with the testimonies, the Lord would have to take the prophetic gift from Ellen White. Edson denied having said this. See J. E. White to E.G.W., July 24, 1907. 11. Are the testimonies a test of fellowship? 12. What about the recall of the Volume 7 galley proofs for revision? 13. Is it right for any Seventh-day Adventist to labor in the Battle Creek Sanitarium? 14. Does a late testimony abrogate all the previous ones on the same theme? 15. What about the K4-1899 Ellen G. White letter to Kellogg stating that medical missionary work is undenominational? 16. What about the Reform dress? 17. Were there 11 or 12 disciples at the Last Supper? Probably supported by a mistake made by Edson White in his first issuance of the book Christ Our Savior, an adaptation that was a mixture of E.G. White materials and his writings on the life of Christ. 18. To what extent and in what ways are the testimonies edited after leaving your pen? Ellen White answered some of these questions, a few she ignored. At times the Elmshaven staff prepared answers. Sometimes the answer was readily available, sometimes the question itself was more a statement than a question. 30 WCW, p. 333.